It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. We're getting ready for rounds 2 and 3 of the NFL Draft in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by super producer and host Ryan Hickey. Ryan Hickey is in New York City. Yes, we're on Shedeur Sanders' watch. We're looking to see where Will Johnson goes. We want to know what happens with Jalen Milroe. We want to see the next big names that are coming off the board in round 2. We'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. You can always listen on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You could tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. If you got a smart speaker, talk to the machine. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, it's all real simple. It's real easy. Hey, you can call up too. Are you happy with what your team did? Are you upset at what your team did? Are you the Jacksonville Jaguars? Did you give up too much to acquire Travis Hunter? If you're the Browns, are you upset that you gave up Travis Hunter? If you're the Falcons, are you upset that you got Pierce from Tennessee, but you gave up a first-round pick for next year? And maybe you're mad if you're a Colts fan or a Bears fan at the tight end that you got in the draft. Here's the phone number. It's Friday. We paid our bills, okay? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Hey, thank you so much to Art Stapleton, who covers all things New York Giants, for coming by to have a chat with us about the Giants and the quarterback that they did take in Jaxson Dart. Hey, Quinn Ewers is still on the board. We got Chuck out of Louisville. He's still here. We have no idea what's going to take place in the next 2 rounds of the draft. That's why we're here to find out. We'll keep you up to date on all the relevant picks as this night continues on. Of course, everybody wants to see what happens with Shedeur. We've already had a good show, a fun show, thinking about and talking about the draft. And there's NBA action as well. How about this? Jason Tatum is back. Okay, Jason Tatum is back to take on the Orlando Magic. The Boston Celtics are trying to get them the hell up on out of here. Of course, now in the first round, you have to win 4 games. The Celtics are trying to go up 3-0 and really put the screws into the Orlando Magic and send them packing. Also, we have the Bucks, who are down 0-2 versus the Indiana Pacers. They're trying to avoid an 0-3 hole back home in Milwaukee. And in the Lakers in Minnesota, they're tied up at 1 game apiece. This series moves to Minnesota, Minneapolis, Target Center, whatever the hell they call that place now. So we'll keep you up to date on all the basketball, most definitely. We'll keep things going here with the NFL draft. The number again, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know, as we await whatever the heck is going to happen with Shedeur Sanders, there's been a lot of word as to what might take place. I mean, I'm watching a broadcast here in the studio. They just showed Quinn Ewers sitting at home. We got Roger Goodell walking out onto the stage, looking miserable. Hickey, wow. Roger Goodell is not a small dude. He is a midget up on that stage with those football players, man.
I don't know. I mean, it looks like an offensive lineman that's directly behind him, but it looks like, I'm trying to see Dallas Clark, I think. I'm trying to see some of these.
I saw Richard Sherman back there somewhere.
NFL legends, or Jonathan Taylor maybe on the, like, it's all NFL legends right now flanking Roger Goodell, and you are right. He's pretty decently big for a normal person, right?
Yeah, Goodell, yeah, he's huge.
And, yeah, he looks tiny right now compared to these guys. Holy cow.
Hey, that's my guy from, oh my God, everybody got old. Jeez. Oh, man. Oh, who's my guy from Tampa Bay? Oh, man. I used to be in good contact. Oh, Simeon Rice is up there. He still looks a good dog. I'm not telling him he looks older. Who are some of these other guys?
Jonathan Taylor's in the sunglasses all the way on the far right.
With the white on?
No, to the right of him, behind him. I don't know who the guy in the all-white suit is.
Is that what's in it? Oh, it's the NFL draft from 2000. Wow.
Well, some of those guys. Now they're honoring Wisconsin Badgers.
Oh, what are they doing? This is just kissing everybody's ass, huh? Yeah. Who is that? Is that that's Andre Rison? Looks like he's ready for a music video.
Is he in the all-white suit?
Nah, there's a guy. He's the dude with the chain on and the sunglasses. He has a hoodie on with no shirt underneath. You know? Like he's auditioning for the WWE or something like that. He's walking around with a hoodie on with no shirt underneath.
That's a comfortable look. You don't do it?
You do that?
Oh, yeah. I love it. So comfortable.
You wear chains and sunglasses, and you walk down the block in a hoodie with no shirt, with your shirt open. The hoodie open.
Minus the chain and the sunglasses, unless it's sunny out. Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay.
You should try. I mean, you're a hoodie and sweats kind of guy.
I am. When it's cool outside, I do that to work out.
Next time you want to do it, don't put an undershirt on. Just skin to the sweatshirt. Game changer.
Yeah. But, Hickey, I do that to go work out outside. I'm not doing that for fashion, okay?
No? Okay.
Yeah, Roger Goodell isn't going to say, hey, I need you to come on stage for the NFL draft. I'm not going to say, yeah, let me wear my, find my biggest two chains. He finds some oversized sunglasses. Let me wear my hoodie on the stage and, wear no shirt. Hey, babe, what shirt are you going to wear? You're going to do this NFL draft thing. You're going to wear that nice shirt that I just, no, I'm going to wear a hoodie with no shirt. I'm going to let my chains and my shades do the talking. Yeah, Hickey, you do that. Let me know. You could be whoever. You could be Andre Rison for Halloween, okay?
Did you like Adam Schefter's shirt, tie, sweatshirt underneath the blazer?
I didn't see him. I don't know.
Man.
He looks the same every time I see him.
The controversy on social media last night.
No, bro. We're kind of busy here last night, Hickey.
That's also true.
Kind of busy. What the heck Adam Schefter had on was the last thing that that I was thinking about. Now, how about this? The Cleveland Browns are on the board here. Hickey, I'm not a betting man. They're going to take Shador here with this first pick of the second round, number 33. What do you think?
You know what? That's what I thought when I woke up this morning. And then every report I've seen from almost every NFL insider is saying they don't like him, that even Tyler Shuck somehow could go over him. I think if the Browns go quarterback, whether it's here or I pick 36, the quarterback I think they take, Jalen Milroe.
Who? The Browns?
Yes. Remember we played Andrew Barrett this week. He said the only guy faster than Lamar in the NFL is Milroe.
Don't tell him I said that, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he is just blowing smoke on Milroe's you-know-what. I think he's serious about it. I don't think he has to do it here at 33, because I don't think anyone else is going to jump that high to get him. I bet you 36, and they got two here in the first four picks. That'd be my guess. They go Jalen Milroe with one of these two picks here to start round number two.
Yeah, Cleveland Browns select at number 33 and number 35. Right now, Tyler Shuck sitting on his couch with his, I assume, his girlfriend next to him. No other reason to be holding another lady's leg. I'm just saying, Hickey, I'm just saying.
That's true.
Yeah.
So I like the round two. You're at home. You kind of get more personal. You kind of just, these people are more comfortable. You know, the draft prospects. You kind of see what's really going on.
There's no draft prospect quarterbacks. They're not single. They all have women, right? Lady friends?
Well, most of them, yeah.
Okay. I wonder why. Adam Schefter, he was on ESPN, and he was saying that there's another QB, as Hickey mentioned, that could get drafted before Shador.
Well, first of all, when we look at the teams that would consider him, I think the Giants obviously preferred Jackson Dart. I think the Browns preferred Jackson Dart. I think the Saints absolutely preferred Jackson Dart. Tyler Shuck is going to figure in there tonight, and I won't be surprised if Tyler Shuck goes ahead of Shador Sanders tonight.
Oh, damn it. We're going to find out sooner than later. The Cleveland Browns, their pick is in. Adam Schefter didn't stop there. He talked about a few places that this man Shador could actually go.
Now we're at the point where unless he goes in the third round, number 83, to the Pittsburgh Steelers, who had a discussion about him on the board at number 21, I think we may get a team that we never connected to him. I'll give you some examples right now. and again, I'm just hypothesizing, a team that has him high on their board that never thought he would be available in round two, the Seattle Seahawks, the Arizona Cardinals, and hold on to your head, the Dallas Cowboys. I'm not telling you any of these teams are going to take him. What I am saying is that
he's holding his head.
It will not surprise me if all of a sudden the team that takes him tonight is a team that we just didn't even connect to him.
Oh, my. The Dallas Cowboys have the 45th pick here in the draft, okay? The Cleveland Browns, their pick is in, and they get a linebacker, okay? Carson Swansinger out of UCLA. The Browns go deep. Hickey, they ain't taking this man, okay? What, like, for all of this, they ain't going to select him at number 36 either. Oh, my God. Come on.
So I say Milrow. I would agree, though. If they were to take Shador, the Browns, I think it would have been here. I agree. Yeah. I don't think now they're going to circle back four picks later and take him.
Where's the fancy video? Where's the in-house? I don't know. Where's all the video of Shador? Where is it? We don't have none today. They quit. They gave up.
Did you see he built a house for, like, the draft party yesterday? Now,
excuse me?
Yeah, like, where he was, apparently there's, like, a setup.
They built it?
They built
well,
it.
Hickey, anybody could build a tent, right? A tent?
It's probably what it was. You know, a nice tent. Okay. They bring in some, you know, I'm sure it's pretty big. Or like the tent with the walls where it's kind of like, you got like a makeshift structure that is easy to put up, easy to knock
down.
Take
it down, yeah, yeah.
That's like a little bit more than just like the nylon tent material. I think that's what they did there for the Sanders family party.
They didn't want to rent it for another day, huh?
Well, I was just going to I mean, I'm sure they didn't see this coming. So do you just rent it for Thursday? Like what happens now today? Is it just all knocked down? I have no idea.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why the cameras aren't rolling.
What a world. Damn. Shador Sanders not taken. Carson Schwangsinger, linebacker out of UCLA. That's who goes to the Cleveland Browns. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to the phone lines. Hey, we got Trevor. Trevor's calling up from New York City. New York State is a big-ass place. Trevor, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, and you?
Not too bad. I just wanted to talk about the draft last night. I'm a huge diehard Miami Dolphins fan. Obviously, a lot of holes to fill. If I'm the Dolphins, right, we're going to move Ramsey, I'm guessing. Tyreek Hill, I could see also moving as well today. Listen, Tua, he's unproven, right? He's hurt consistently, year in and year out. If I'm the Dolphins, I'm calling the Browns, seeing if I could get up there, and I'm taking Shador. I mean, what has Tua done to prove that he's, you know, Chris Greer, though, we all know he's probably going to be gone at the end of the season, so it's not realistic, but I think it's a genuine conversation that needs to happen. What do you think?
Well, I think it's pretty tough to do when you've agreed to pay Tua more than $50 million for the next couple of seasons. I think that's what's tough.
Exactly, like sometimes we're in a bad cap space.
Yeah, sometimes, man, you make your bed, now you got to lay down in it. And I don't think, I'm with you, I don't think nothing of the Miami Dolphins. Nothing, until they get their hands on a quarterback. They drafted Kenneth Grant last night. That's nice to put him on the defensive line, especially with Wilkins having gone to, not Oakland, but Las Vegas last year. Jalen Phillips has always hurt that poor guy. I don't care what they do. I really don't. The Miami Dolphins are just, they peaked two seasons ago, okay? They peaked when they, what did they put up, 70 points against, was it Denver, right?
Yep. Yeah,
that's when they peaked. And I mean, what, that's like a season and a half ago. So let me know.
They'll never win anything until they move that stadium off that old burial ground. I swear.
Oh, my God. Hard Rock, whatever they call it now, yeah. Well, they've invested a lot of money into fixing that dump up, so I don't think so. Hey, the guy who owns, Stephen Ross, owns a lot of real estate. Maybe he can move the Dolphins to the west side of Manhattan. Possible.
That would be nice. I think, you know, what do you think about the Wilt Johnson slipping? Is that knee really that big of a?
It was his foot. It was his foot. He had it was turf toe, man. I don't know. I don't know.
Right? He was such a big prospect coming out. I thought we were going to get him at 13, and then I see him still there today. I'm like, what is going on with that?
Yeah, he'll get off the board today, Trevor. He'll be fine.
A lot of talent. Luther Burden's another guy to watch once he makes it somewhere. He's got potential, that kid.
Dude, yeah, that wide receiver built like a truck. We'll see soon enough. Well, thank you, Trevor. You take it easy, okay?
You as well. Be safe.
Thank you. Yeah, man. There's some teams I just got no faith in. His Miami Dolphins happen to be one of those teams. I got zero faith in them or anything that they go out there and do. Pretty bad. Pretty miserable. Hey, Houston Texans, they traded into the 34th spot. They end up with Jaden Higgins, wide receiver out of Iowa State. Swap with Seattle. Seattle is now on the board. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Seattle Seahawks are on the clock, getting ready to put their pick in. The Cleveland Browns will be on the clock again for pick number 36, followed by the Raiders, the Patriots, Bears, Saints. The Bears select again. The Jets, Niners, and Cowboys. Them Dallas Cowboys. You never know what the hell they'll do. Always looking for a shocker. Would anybody, Hickey, did you just tell me, did you bring that up? Or did I just hear that? Who said?
Adam Schefter.
Okay. Right. To the Cowboys.
He's the one who said, don't rule it out.
That's a Cowboys type of thing, isn't it?
Oh, to the extreme.
Why you want to do that to Dak, though? Dak drinks, right? Haven't we seen him, like, drink tequila or sell it or something? We've seen him drink.
Yeah. He imbibe.
He's going to be drinking if they say. Like, the Cowboys need controversy. Why not just draft Shador? Why not? Yeah, sure, you need a wide receiver for Dak, but yeah, just draft the quarterback just to tick people off. Yeah, Dallas Cowboys type thing. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, hey, we're going to talk about some teams that actually did a good thing yesterday. We'll talk about some of the draft winners and teams that did well. And yeah, I know how to slip in a loser or two. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. We'll keep you up to date with round two as well on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we got a couple other picks in. The Browns actually just made a pick. It is not a Shador. What a shock. Quinshon Judkins, the running back out of Ohio State, just won himself a championship. Also suited up back at Ole Miss. This man is now going to be running the football for the Browns. I think that this probably means that things are pretty much done with Mr. Chubb. He'll always be an honorary member of these Browns, but damn it, they got his replacement in the building. Meanwhile, the selection before at number 35 overall to the Seattle Seahawks, Nick Emmanuori from South Carolina. Look, the Seahawks, I don't know if they're trying to recreate a Legion of Boom. This guy, Nick Emmanuori, this guy brings the boom. He is not your, he ain't your little safety. You get hit, he's like a linebacker. Let's just put it that way. You do not want to get hit by this man. Right now, the Las Vegas Raiders are on the board at number 37 overall. The NFL draft right now, everything that we're doing is sponsored by Ego. Tools that deliver or exceed the power and performance of gas without the noise, fuss, and fumes. For any outdoor challenge, count on Ego. Tools to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. Ego. Power beyond belief. Day two of the NFL draft. We got a lot of star power, as we just talked about. Quinshon Judkins going to the Browns. There's a lot of power on the board. And Shador Sanders is still waiting to come off. We're still waiting to see what happens with Jalen Milroe, Will Johnson, defensive back for Michigan. We don't know what the heck is going on with him. And then Luther Burden, excuse me, the third. Round two is underway. And the Browns, they don't want Shador. Apparently nobody does. But we'll find out where he will fall. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. There wasn't a lot of guesswork yesterday when the Jacksonville Jaguars decided to trade up and grab Travis Hunter, the teammate of Shador. Jacksonville Jaguars, they could use some help on offense, getting Trevor Lawrence another weapon. Jacksonville Jaguars, pretty pathetic all over the board. They could use some help on defense. And their general manager, quite decisive in making the selection. They got a first-year head coach in Liam Cohen. And now they got a first-year general manager here as well in James Gladstone. He comes over from the Los Angeles Rams, and he said, you know what, hanging out with Les Snead, winning that championship, oh, I learned a lot.
I probably got some familiarity with the them picks sort of process. So for our fans, I'll tell you, don't be scared. This is something I'm uniquely positioned to navigate. And we ended up bringing Travis Hunter to Jacksonville. And with that, he is somebody who is deserving of a first-round draft pick as a wide receiver, and he is worthy of a first-round draft pick as a corner.
Oh, Hickey, the guy his record is still 0-0. I like his attitude as a GM. He doesn't come across as one of these nervous guys. He doesn't sound like one of these nerdy GMs. He sounds very comfortable in his skin. He communicates, I like him already. I know that's tough to say just by listening to the dude and obviously making this selection and making the trade. They did have to give up their first round pick next year. I like how he sounds. I like the sound of this dude.
I agree. And I like his philosophy of if you're convicted, there's no such thing as jumping in too quickly. He had an idea what he liked. He said, I'm not afraid to make a big splashy move here. I'm confident in my abilities to get it done. I'm not going to get fleeced. And like you say, he explained it logically, which is funny because it's it's so small. He sounded like he knows what he's talking about, not nervous. But then you think about some of the young GMs, young head coaches we've heard speak over the last 5 years. It's wow, yeah, that's pretty rare to hear someone this confident, this cool already, this early on in the job.
Yeah, you got to appreciate that. You know, he continued on. And he spoke today, a matter of fact, about Travis Hunter. And he says just the guy, the human being, he embodies belief and believing in yourself. Listen to this.
Travis Hunter, he embodies belief, right? He's a rare person. He's a rare player. But he's also a reminder that the boundaries of the game of football were built to be challenged. And so the decision to select him was actually a statement for how we plan to move, who we are, and we want him to be nothing more than him. Because when he is, he elevates the space around him, from the football field to the city to the game of football itself. Travis Hunter is who we've been hunting up.
Oh, whoa, damn, Hickey, this guy's he's a poet as well. What a world. Look at this guy.
He's got some bars on him.
Yeah, he got bars. Yeah, he's better rapper than, let's see. Let me insult a rapper real fast. Someone I don't understand. He's better than Young Thug. I don't know what Young Thug be rapping about. I have no idea. No comment.
Yeah, I can't help you. Honestly, they had walkout songs yesterday for a lot of the draft picks.
Did they?
Yeah.
Thank God I couldn't hear them.
And they tweeted a list out, and a lot of the rappers and songs I have never heard of before. So I am
Boss Man, the Low.
Gunna was a big one.
Yeah, I know Gunna, yeah. Gunna from here.
I'm out of the rap game, unfortunately, I guess.
Yeah, Boss Man, the Low. There's a lot of these guys. Wow, wild stuff. Anyway, the guy who decided to give up his picks because he needs a lot of players is Andrew Berry. We saw he picked Mason Graham. I told you minutes ago he just took Quinshon Judkins with the 36th overall pick, so Nick Chubb can go ahead and kiss his job goodbye. They got some defensive help, the Browns did, at selection number 33. Carson Schwanksinger, linebacker out of UCLA. He is now a member of the Cleveland Browns. So they're working on defense. Andrew Berry got some help on the line. He got some help on the second level of the defense. He got a running back. I think I know what the Browns need eventually, and that's a QB. They did get their hands, though, on the Jags' first-round pick for next year. The Jags going to be that bad? I don't think so. Let's think about this crap division that they're playing in. The Texans look like they've taken a step back, got a lot of injuries with their wide receivers. Indianapolis Colts, I mean, come on now. You got Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones. The Tennessee Titans, they got a rookie QB. The Jacksonville Jaguars won 4 games last year. You would think that they have a chance and an opportunity to go out there and turn things around. I don't know what that first round pick is going to look like next year, but maybe the Jags will be ass and disappoint us. Andrew Berry, he's happy with it nonetheless. He talked about why. He said trading down with the Jags was the right move to make.
We just felt like it was a fantastic opportunity for our organization to move down 3 spots, you know, still get a top-notch prospect in the trenches. Adding a pick, you know, in what we view as really the sweet spot for this year's draft class, and then adding a first-round pick next year, in a class that, you know, quite frankly, we think will be a bit stronger in the first, you know, the first 30 picks.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, sure. Good. I mean, when you give up all your draft capital to bring in Deshaun Watson, I certainly understand. I get it. Now you got Mason Graham here in the mix. He's going to be on the defensive line. Hey, Andrew, why him as opposed to Kenneth Grant and any of these other D tackles? Why?
He is a DNA match for our defense. Disruptive. Interior penetrator. I think he can really affect. The pocket from inside. High motor player. Really physical. Really tough. We thought he was one of the more dominant trench prospects in this year's class.
All right, fine. Let me know when they get a quarterback. Simple as that. Let me know when they have a QB. They ain't getting one here. Hickey, they're going to draft a QB eventually, right? Somewhere down the line. Has to be, right?
And maybe they thought, you know what? This draft class is not for us. Let's get that first-round pick next year. So even if we play a little bit better than we thought with Joe Flacco, we got 2 first-round picks, we can trade up. We have the ammunition, if we need, to go get the guy we love next year.
The Browns are going to stink for real, on purpose.
That could absolutely be a plan.
Oh, this is bad, man. I don't want Arch Manning on the Browns. I want to root for him, Hickey. If he's on the Browns, I can't root for this guy.
Why not? Brings hope to a franchise been without hope for a very long time.
We're going to get the Eli version, too. If you draft my son, you're stupid because we ain't going. That's it. Everybody wants to talk about Shador and his dad. Uh-uh, no. Arch Manning. Well, not Arch. Well, Arch.
Archie.
Yeah, Archie. Hickey, there's too many of them. Arch, Archie. What's grandpa's name? Archie? Yeah, Archie.
Grandpa's Archie. Arch's dad is Cooper.
Cooper had he have a neck injury or something like that?
Debilitating, unfortunately.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, Grandpa will take care of business for you. He already did it with your Uncle Eli, so. What a world. Hickey, this guy walks around, he calls him Uncle Eli. That goofball. Oh, what a world.
Uncle Peyton.
Uncle Peyton.
Grandpa Arch.
Grandpa Arch. What a world.
What a family.
I know. Shoot. Genes. Is it half genes? I guess it's all genes, huh?
It's got to start from somewhere, but.
Throw that football in Louisiana? Come on.
Doesn't hurt. Does not hurt to have 2 uncles that were pretty damn good.
A Hall of Fame. Well, 1 Hall of Fame. The other one will get there. Grandpa wasn't too shabby either. He just played on a bum-ass team.
Got his ass beat.
Yeah,
which is why he said, Eli, you're not getting your ass beat the way I did.
Yeah, yeah. I should start the campaign now. Save Arch from the Cleveland Browns. Browns are already. It's what month are we in? April 2025. The Cleveland Browns are already. They're tanking. It's pretty bad. It's pretty sad. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Trayvon Henderson, the other running back out of Ohio State, is now a member of the New England Patriots. Chicago Bears are up next on the board with pick number 39. We saw what the Chicago Bears did yesterday. They decided to get a tight end. But is it the tight end that everybody expected? Or did the Bears know something that we did not by leaving Tyler Warren on the board and selecting Colston Loveland? We'll get into that on the other side of the break. We'll keep you up to date on the draft. Hey, we got some basketball underway as well. We'll talk all things NFL, the draft, basketball. It's a great Friday. It's Hickey is Good Friday, but Good Friday was last week, but this is also Good Friday.
It's a great Friday. I agree.
Ah, it's Great Friday on the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Hey, I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, while we were in break, the Chicago Bears with the 39th pick, they decided to go out and get some more help for Caleb Williams. Luther Burden III out of Mizzou, the wide receiver. This guy is a stocky slot wide receiver. He reminds me of Amon-Ra St. Brown. I'm not putting him in that category, but from a physicality and a body type perspective, that's what I think about when I see Luther Burden III. The Chicago Bears now getting another weapon for Caleb Williams. They helped fortify the offensive line, bringing in a guy like Joe Tooney and Jonah Jackson, Darnell Wright. Now they're trying to compete for real in this NFC North. You got a new head coach and they are absolutely going for it. You think about the offensive weapon that they brought in last night. This is a team. Ryan Poles is like, man, I'm going for broke. He decided to bring in Colston Loveland. Now, there were two big tight ends that people were expected to go in the first round of the draft yesterday. One was Tyler Warren out of Penn State. And then you have Colston Loveland, who's coming out of Michigan. And the Bears decided to go with Colston Loveland. And he's now with DJ Moore, Roma Dunze, and he's going to replace Cole Kmet. And now you have Luther Burden, who's on the team as well. Tyler Warren, a little bit more versatile. And Hickey, you could speak to this. The guy played basketball. He threw a touchdown last year. The guy was, you could also hand him the ball off as a rusher. He's nothing but a battering ram. What are your thoughts on Tyler Warren, man?
As a Colts fan, I'm very excited because he is versatile, but the biggest thing I'll say about him is that he's a vacuum. He doesn't run fast. He's not elusive. He doesn't create a lot of separation. But you throw the ball in a zip code, he comes down with it. And so you go to an offense with Shane Steichen, who's very creative. You can line up him anywhere. JR, last year he snapped the ball for a play and then caught a touchdown in the very same play. So he goes to a creative head coach that can, I think, figure out how to use him the best. He has great hands, great body control, big physical guy, can block. I think the Colts got the best tight end in the draft.
Yeah, the Bears decided to go with Colston Loveland. He won a championship with Michigan, the Wolverines. And Poles had some explaining to do. This is what Ryan Poles had to say as to why they drafted Colston Loveland over Tyler Warren.
Both really good players. There's a lot of conversations there back and forth. Tyler's going to be a great football player as well. Just in terms of what fits what we want to do a little bit better with the personnel group that we have here on our roster. We thought that the combination of what we have was the better fit.
All right, no answer. Chris Ballard, meanwhile, on the other end, he's the general manager of the Indianapolis Colts. The bad thing for Tyler Warren is he has to have either Daniel Jones or Anthony Richardson try to deliver the football to him. Chris Ballard, he's just like, yeah, I feel good about the guy that we drafted. Haven't felt this good since I got Quentin Nelson on the offensive line.
Last time I felt that good about pulling a pick, and I felt good about all of them, but was Quentin. Like, it was easy. It was easy. There wasn't a lot of discussion.
No, not a lot. That's good. Not a lot of talking. It's a good thing. He's going to join. You got Michael Pittman, Alex Pierce, a good year last season. You still got Jonathan Taylor out there to run the ball. Tyler Warren might actually end up being their best offensive weapon. And speaking of Tyler's, the New Orleans Saints just took a quarterback at spot number 40. They decided to add Tyler Shuck out of Louisville to be their quarterback. He's the highest drafted Saints quarterback since, Hickey, we just talked about it, Archie Manning in 1971. And the Saints, Tyler Shuck, Spencer Rattler. Yeah, we had this conversation last night during our draft show. You know, there was no way in hell none that the Saints were going to go into the season and have Spencer Rattler as their starting quarterback. I don't know if Tyler Shuck is going to go out here and be their starting quarterback. This guy is big as hell. He's about 6'4", 6'5". Hickey, I didn't see enough of this guy at Louisville. I just know the Saints are, they play in a bad division. There's going to be no expectations for him. I was a little bit more excited to see somebody like Shador. I actually think he would thrive down in New Orleans. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago, just inside, on the turf, get the ball, deliver the ball, and they go with Tyler Shuck out of Louisville, man. Are you surprised about this?
I mean, just based on the reports that everything, you know, that people are talking about him and hyping him up, I'm not. But, like, to your point, like you said, you didn't see a lot of him at Louisville. Nobody did, JR. He played in college 7 years. He had one season out of seven in which he was fully healthy. And we're talking about broken collarbone, broken leg, shoulder injury. Like, you talk about what's the point of drafting a quarterback this high if there was legitimate durability concerns, where at least with Shador, the guy got the crap beat out of him at Colorado, but you know, he can take a hit. Tyler Shuck, can he take a hit? I have no idea.
Yeah. You talk about injury concerns. Tyler Shuck has been drafted above Shador Sanders, not necessarily injury concerns, but then also Quinn Ewers, who I find to be a captain injury concern. The Buffalo Bills are here on the clock at number 41 overall. The Jets at 42, the 49ers at 43, and the Dallas Cowboys at 44. No way in hell. No way in. Hickey, if Shador will get drafted in the second round, one of these teams is going to snatch him up.
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
My prediction right now would be, I think he does go to the Steelers. The Steelers don't have a second round pick.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah.
I think he goes in round three, and I think the Steelers can afford to be patient because the league is telling you they don't respect him. They don't think he's that good. I mean, we already saw three quarterbacks go ahead of him.
Oh, boy.
And you're looking now, like, aren't you at the point, middle of the second round, late second round, third round? Like, if you're going to draft a quarterback, you're not going to most likely need him to start in 2025. So then if you're going to kind of take more of a flyer, right? Like, does it make more sense to then go for a guy with physical tools in Milroe?
I would think you are going to take
a quarterback, and that's why I think you're the Steelers.
And I'd want to develop him. And I think he'd be perfect. Milroe would actually be perfect. And, you know, the conditions, the weather, the style of play. You think about, hey, it's cold as hell outside. It's snow on the ground. Hey, just give him the ball. Let him go to work, okay? Granted, he needs to develop as a passer. But we know the Steelers, first and foremost, they want to pound your head in. I mean, how many years did it take to see Ben Roethlisberger was basically at the end of his career before they said, hey, man, just go out there and let him loose. And he had the lobby for that forever. The Pittsburgh Steelers don't select again until the third round. They have the 83rd overall pick in the draft. Okay, as Hickey said, they do not have a second rounder. Their next shot at anybody or anything comes at slot number 83. Tyler Shuck, quarterback out of Louisville. This man is now a New Orleans Saint. And the Saints, well, I don't call the Saints a bunch of sinners, but ain't nobody thinking about them in the NFC South. Okay, nobody. Here in Atlanta, I know Kirk Cousins is still on the team for now. You know, we looked at what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did yesterday by adding Mbuka. We looked at what the Carolina Panthers did by Allen adding Tutteroa McMillan. And then we got the Saints. We don't even know the status of David Carr. Excuse me, Derek. He seems like he might be suffering the fate of his brother with the injuries. We have no idea. The Buffalo Bills just picked T.J. Sanders out of South Carolina to help work out on that defensive line. Wild stuff here. The second round is already underway. Buffalo Bills with the 41st selection. The New York Jets are now on the clock. Think about some of the big names that are still available. Will Johnson out of Michigan is still here. I mean, we haven't seen a lot of cornerbacks as an overall get selected. But you know, Mike Green, a pass rusher from Marshall, he's still here as well. So there's a lot of names that have yet to be touched here as we are already about a third of the way through the second round of the 2025 NFL Draft. We'll keep you up to date on everything as things continue to roll on. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. We will take a break when we come back. I do want to take a look at some of these trades that have been made. We talked about the Jaguars trading up to get Travis Hunter. I do want to get into what the Falcons did last night and saying, hey, we don't need a first-round pick next year. Just go ahead and give us James Pierce now because we already got Walker. We're going to talk about some of the trades that have been made, the teams that have done great here in the draft. You're locked into the JR Sport Breeze Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. The phone number, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We'll give you an update on some of these NBA playoff games as well. Yeah, there's basketball going on. And Jason Tatum is back. Good for him. I guess Joe Mazzulla yelled at him to show up to work today. I'm at work here on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.